Runaway, The Daring Escape of Ona Judge, written by Ray Anthony Shepard, illustrated by Keith Mallett. Ona Judge, why you run away, Ona Judge? You had fine dresses, fancy bonnets for your bushy black hair, soft shoes on your tender brown feet. Why you run, Ona Judge? You rode in a first-class carriage with the lady who called you her own. On Cherry Street, she took you to the best houses when she visited other important ladies. Why you run, Ona Judge? You were the lady's favorite. She carried you off from Mount Vernon when you were 16. Didn't ask if you wanted to go. Didn't ask if you would miss your mama. She hauled you to New York to brush her hair. She towed you to Philadelphia to sew her elegant gowns. Why you run, Ona Judge? You ate the food Hercules cooked for the lady's husband, George Washington. You had your own room in the president's house, with a fireplace and servants to bring you wood. Why you run, Ona Judd? You were the color of saltwater caramel with freckles of cinnamon flakes, your hair the scent of dogwood, your eyes dark like British coal. On Chestnut Street, men tipped their hats to you and Eliza, the president's granddaughter. They thought you were her friend. Why you run, Ona Judge? You saw history at the dining room table when you peeked through the kitchen door. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Alexander Hamilton, warriors and diplomats who made America free. Did you think they meant you? You didn't work in the buckwheat fields. Your hands stayed soft. Your clothes kept clean. Why you run, Ona Judge? The lady read you stories from the Bible, told you her problems. She didn't teach you how to read or show you how to write. Wanted you the way you were, her pet, her darling slave. Why you run, Ona Judge? Didn't you know you belonged to the lady? Like her favorite chair or a pair of silk stockings. She was getting old, wanted to keep you in the family, gave you to her granddaughter Eliza. Eliza, the girl you played with when you were 10 and she was 7. Now a mean and sassy woman, would keep you in fine dresses, fancy bonnets and soft shoes, let you rock her babies to sleep. Why you run, Ona Judge? But you walked out the door, ran into the Philadelphia night, left the lady and the president at the dining table. Didn't you know the lady would cry? Didn't you know the president would think you ungrateful? You were his money walking out the door. Why you run, Ona Judge? Didn't you know being a slave in the president's house was grand? Didn't you know you broke the law? Didn't you know George Washington would send men after you? You knew you were more than a $10 pet the lady wanted back. In an attic, basement, or room no one could see, you waited for the boat to carry you on the underground sea where your future would not be enslaved. For the rest of your days, they called you a runaway, a fugitive, but liberty ran for you. You dreamed a dream you would make true, to read, to write, to do what you want, to go where you like, to make sure your children would not be enslaved, like you, like your mother, your grandmother, and her mother too. Is that why you ran? Then run, Ona Judge. Run. The end.